Welcome to Peloton, where change is a six-letter word that starts with you. But don't just be the change you wish to see. Work at it, run at it, lift at it, and even keep at it. With Peloton's all-access membership, you don't ever have to dip out on a workout unless you're squatting. Track your progress, set pace targets, and if you're ready to lift, download the Peloton Strength Plus app.
Okay, this is the fun part.
This is fitness, but personal. So see you on the Peloton tread at onepeloton.com. Find your push, find your power. Peloton.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I want to tell you about this survey, really shocking survey, actually, some of it, although maybe we shouldn't be surprised anymore by these things. Harassment, unwanted attention, threats, all too common in sports. In fact, 4 in 10 women report these things, report feeling harassed or feeling unsafe while taking part in exercise. Valerie Mulcahy is with me, the former Cork footballer. Valerie, thanks a million for chatting to us. It's kind of off-putting, that stat. It is shocking, but like I say, maybe not all that surprising anymore.
It is very much off-putting. It probably is one of the factors that has, you know, leads to that reduction of females, particularly being interested and partaking in activities. I'm a little bit baffled that it mentions within the sports, given the gender context, but certainly, you know, activities outside like running and walking, you know, you would hear of people even getting wolf whistles and that. I think the biggest case that was horrendous and really had everyone in shock was that Ashley Murphy case in 2022. You know, a 23-year-old was going out running and never made it home. So, you know, it's obviously alarming, but there is strong evidence there, and it's fairly shocking. And, you know, to be wanting people to be more engaged and active for their health and feeling unsolicited remarks and even things like, what was it, 31% being stalked or followed. I mean, that's crazy scores, really.
Ashling Murphy case, it's just over 3 years ago now, wasn't it? January 2022, yeah. When it happened. And there was an awful lot of conversations had at the time around how safe or unsafe women felt at times, you know, in the public realm, I guess going places where men kind of can go and take it for granted. You can just run along that canal and you don't need to worry about how dark it is, how late at night, who else is around. On you go. And women saying, hold on, you know, we think about these things all the time. I wonder, is there any sense, or do you get any sense that there's been any positive upshot from all of those conversations, or, you know, were they just had for a couple of weeks and then forgotten about?
They were possibly forgotten about, but I don't think it's actually just relevant to women. I mean, if you look at one of our Olympians, he got beaten up walking down by the canal, you know, in Dublin City. So it's not maybe just men who feel safe, or women who feel unsafe, rather. I think it could be a whole case of, you know, our society isn't as safe as we feel it could be and it needs to be. Which is worrying. Yeah, I'm going out running later on. I don't usually, but I will be, and I'll be interested to see if there's, you know, if I experience anything in this.
And just to go back to a point as well, Valerie, you made about the drop off in sports. I mean, there's lots of different factors that feed into it, but you think this is definitely one of them. Just that.
Well, it would be. I mean, if you're disencouraged to go because you feel like you'd be targeted or intimidated or have remarks thrown at you, that is very off-putting, as you said at the start, and, you know, intimidating, and it's definitely going to deter people from wanting to take part when they might feel apprehensive to go out based on maybe their appearance, their level of fitness in the first place. So that's certainly going to have an impact on the levels that take part, or, you know, maybe impact on the dwindling number of people who are partaking in activity.
Valerie, thanks for talking to us. Valerie Mulcahy, the former Cork footballer.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Welcome to Peloton, where change is a six-letter word that starts with you. But don't just be the change you wish to see. Work at it, run at it, lift at it, and even keep at it. With Peloton's All Access membership, you don't ever have to dip out on a workout unless you're squatting.
Track your progress, set pace targets, and if you're ready to lift, download the Peloton Strength Plus app.
Okay, this is the fun part.
This is fitness, but personal. So see you on the Peloton tread at onepeloton.com. Find your push, find your power, Peloton.